But there's something that transcends kingdom principles. In fact, my personal conviction is that we learn on a heart level first, and eventually it translates into understanding. Our heart will take us places our head can't fit. Our heart will take us places in relationship, in encounter, where your head will never take you there. It's not designed to take you there. The mind of man is wonderful. It's not to be downplayed. It's not to be cast off. It's not to be ignored. Jesus paid a heavy price to protect the intellect of the individual. It's a great treasure in heaven. Jesus suffered tremendously to protect the mind, the human mind. And I don't believe in dumbing that down, but I also realize that the mind was designed to follow, not designed to lead. The mind of man is a better student than it is a teacher. It can't take us into the things that we have this deep ache for. And it's like I could hit this from either angle today. I could hit it from the hunger for God kind of an angle, or rejoicing in what we have. And there's that strange tension that we live in. You know, I've been with people that they are so hungry for what God is going to do that they have no appreciation for what God has done and what they've already been given. And according to Scripture, it's how I steward the moment that I have that qualifies me for the next moment. Otherwise, I will live perpetually in the same moment. It's like, you know, years ago I went to Argentina, and I've started to have some connections there that I'm so, so thankful for, because these guys have been, you know, they've been walking in a revival outpouring for decades. And it's one of the most extraordinary moves of God in the world. It's been going on in Argentina for years, and Brazil in the last many years. It's been just remarkable. And I went down there. I went with Randy Clark, and I wanted to go because I'd read the books. Like everybody else, I'd read the books about Argentina and Claudio Frazin and, you know, all these guys, you know. What's his name? Carlos Anacondia. Listen to me, Satan. I mean, there's not many guys that would write a book, "Listen to me, Satan," but he would. I mean, he's just one of these guys. You get in a big stadium and he just starts rebuking demons, and the taxi cabs driving by have somebody in the car that start manifesting demons. And that city has learned. They just pull over to the curb because there's a deliverance team outside the event.